Delighted to be joined by Danielle Withers-Brown, lettings director for MK Property Limited. Danielle, how are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful, thank you, Michael. How are you?
Good to hear. I'm wonderful as well. Yeah, thanks for asking. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about MK Property Limited, what you do and what your role is as well.
Yeah, certainly. So we're a local estate agent in Milton Keynes, mainly focused on lettings. The company has been established since 1992, and we've built up a very good reputation in order to help landlords and tenants over the number of years in securing tenancies.
Good. So you've been around for ages.
We have, yes. I'm not that old, though.
Okay, good to hear. So tell us a little bit about how the property market is changing, specifically at the moment.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of changes. I think, obviously, COVID's had a massive impact with the property market and industry as a whole. Obviously, things got shut down, shall we say, for a couple of years. And the government then was obviously lifting the lid with regards to stamp duty. So the activity on sales literally just skyrocketed. We've seen a massive change in people's work patterns where, you know, they were working, obviously going in and out of London all the time. Now they're working remotely, so they don't have to pay for train fares. So they've got that extra £500-700 a month. So rather than being in a one bedroom, they're going to upsize, you know, in a rental property we've massively seen where they're having the two bedrooms and using one as an office because, you know, they don't need the travel costs as such if they're going down once a month, you know, sort of side of things. So it's massively changed for the better. I think that the prices needed to be pulled in line, which, you know, COVID had an impact with regards to that. But now, obviously, it's sort of coming back onto it. And obviously, what with the interest rates and obviously the cost of living's having a big impact, shall we say, where people are being a little bit more open-minded and wanting to be more secure with regards to their tenancies. We've seen a lot of tenants that have gone from rolling agreements sign up to fixed terms because they want that security.
Yeah.
Especially landlords do as well, get those prices locked in for 12 to 18 months, you know, and then they know that that's what their outlays are, and then they'll deal with everything else as and when it sort of comes to them, unfortunately.
Yeah. So what's demand like when a property comes to the market, for example?
I would say we see a massive demand on 2- and 3-bedroom properties. As soon as we go live with a property, say Monday afternoon, we'll arrange for a block viewing on a Wednesday afternoon or a Thursday, back-to-back the appointments. We normally have about 10 to 15 viewings on one specific property, and then we have to cap it because obviously you can only let the property once, unfortunately. If we had 10 of those, you know, we'd be able to sort of keep up with the demand. You still get the odd landlords out there that sort of want to try their luck because obviously you go in at the higher prices. If you don't ask, you don't get. But a lot of tenants are sort of being very realistic. And so are landlords coming down with their price. Not coming down, they're being realistic in order to find the right long-term tenant rather than just take the highest bidder as such.
Yeah, interesting. Talk us through some changes to legislation, particularly the white paper for property legislation. What's happening with that?
Well, we all know that the government loves to make changes into particular industries. And it seems as though letting seems to be one of the key factors at the moment, I suppose. The white paper with regards to changes with Section 21 notice, they're looking at sort of abolishing that, but making sort of Section 8 notices a little bit more open rather than being as, you know, sort of narrow-minded as they have been, unfortunately.
Briefly talk us through what those notices are. So Section 21 and Section 8, what do they mean?
Yeah, so a Section 21 notice is you would give to a tenant after minimum of a 4 months, once they've been in the property for 4 months. So if they're in a 6-month agreement, you would serve it at month 4 in order to gain possession back on the property.
Okay.
It can be served for no fault. So if you want the property back for whatever reason, you would issue a Section 21 notice to gain possession. That's always done at the end of the fixed terms sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. But they're abolishing that, so they won't be able to do that anymore.
They are looking at abolishing that, yes. So tenants can obviously stay in the properties longer.
Okay.
Section 8 notices are normally used when tenants are more than 2 months in arrears or they have broken the lease with regards to pets or antisocial behaviour. And obviously, you know, though more severe reasons to break the tenancy agreement, that's when you use your Section 8 notice.
Okay. So it sounds like the changes in legislation are more to support renters than landlords.
Yes.
Okay.
As always. it's always sort of trying to, you know, the law does seem to be fair and it's obviously got to find the best practice for both sides. So you can't just, you know, if a tenant doesn't pay 1 month, you can't just send around the heavies, which is why you've got the notice periods in place sort of thing to be able to protect that and sort of the bad landlords, that sort of thing that they can do, you know, quick fix jobs with regards to maintenance that then can cause to later problems and, you know, worse things, shall we say.
Is this a problem for landlords then, the changes to the legislation?
Not really. I mean, it's all about doing the due diligence. And especially with us at NK Property, what we tend to find is when we it always goes back to the very start. If you register the applicant correctly in the first place, you know, and then obviously you do all the referencing and see they pass through that side of things. Once they've obviously got that, then obviously you get contracts set up and put in place for the first initial period. Normally, if they've gone through swimmingly, shall we say, then you shouldn't have a problem, touch wood. However, if there's been obstacles with regards to late for appointments, or obviously they're not able to give out as much information with regards to referencing that is required, that's when you tend to find that there are slight problems further down the line and they start ringing out alarm bells. I mean, I've been in the industry now for 17 years. You tend to sort of know the good eggs and the bad eggs, shall we say.
Sure. And I imagine 99.9% of renters are great and always pay on time and look after the property. No hassle at all. It's just the minority we're talking about, I assume.
Definitely. I mean, during COVID, we were hit with probably about 5% of our tenants not paying.
Sure.
The rest of them were phoning us up with regards to arranging payment plans if they've lost their jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, they were phoning us ahead of the time of us having to chase them. So that's the sort of caliber that we work with. We're one of these that we want to make sure we find the right tenant for the right landlord, where obviously it's a good relationship from start to finish, not on the phone every 5 minutes saying, oh, we've had problems with the neighbours have phoned up, you know, because the tenants are causing problems or having late parties or they're late again with their rent because they can't afford it. Well, that should have been sort of sorted at the very start of the process on the referencing side, because then you'll know what sort of income they can afford.
Yeah, that makes sense. You mentioned at the start how, you know, demand is so high for properties and how you're quite easily finding 15 viewings per property. What advice would you give to someone who's looking for a rental to ensure that they can, you know, secure one?
Yeah, so obviously you want to make sure that when you're speaking to agents that, you know, you've got your dates in mind of when you're looking to move. We always get the lastminute.com bookers that say, oh, I need to move in somewhere next week. That unfortunately won't be able to happen because we need to get through the referencing side of things and the contracts. But normally 4 to 6 weeks from the date you want to move is the time to start looking, because that's when you get tenants starting to give notices on properties, and that's, you know, the right sort of time. With regards to, always having a look on the main social pages with regards to what's available, but you want to register with the agents and let them know exactly what you're looking for. We have so many people phone up and say, oh, I'm looking for a two bedroom anywhere in Milton Keynes. So you phone them and say, right, great news, I've got a two bedroom, is it your price range? Would this one be suitable? No, I don't want to be in that area. Know exactly what you want.
Right.
Have your little checklist at the very start. So, right, you want a two bedroom with a garage because you've got a van for parking. You want to be on the east side of Milton Keynes because it works over that side or whatever. And these are the sort of prices that you want to spend. Have that little checklist with you. And then as soon as you go to the viewing and you're happy to go ahead with it, start the process with the agent. We get you to fill out an application form. And then obviously if that is successful, then we'll ask you to obviously make the payment for the holding fee to secure it. And then we start all the referencing. So make sure you've got all your references ready. So your photo ID, so your passports, driving licenses, employment contract, wage slips, bank statements, just have everything, you know, sort of in a file ready to go so you can just scan it and upload it to the portal, because that will make your referencing process a lot quicker and smoother in order to get that through. That would be my big sort of must do for potential tenants.
Good advice. A smoother process if it's all ready to go, I'm sure.
Definitely. It's smoother for them and it's smoother for us, and, you know, everyone's happy, you know, can get moved in quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you're launching a new property networking event, I hear. Tell us about that.
We do, yes. The first Thursday of every month, we hold the Milton Keynes Progressive Property Networking event, which is at the Art Gallery in Milton Keynes. So if you have got an interest in property or investments, or, you know, sort of want to dip your toe in, you know, and be with like-minded people, I know that you guys do a fantastic networking event at MKFM. So we do something similar, shall we say, for the property goers out there. So landlords and investors, it's one for you to come along to.
Fantastic. How can people find out more about that?
So you can go onto our website, which is mkproperty.org, or you can follow us on all the socials, where we've got the Facebook page, LinkedIn and Instagram.
There you go. Fantastic. And for anyone who's looking for a property, do they just bob in and see you? Do they call as the first point of contact?
Yeah, You can give us a call on 01908 694 694 or pop into our office, which is at One Studio Court in Bletchley.
There you go. Fantastic. Well, Danielle Withers-Brown is Lettings Director at MK Property. Danielle, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for talking us through the market and how it's all going at the moment.
And thank you so much, Michael, for having me. It's been wonderful. I look forward to speaking to you guys soon.